To advertise on Urban Media Today, call 412-424-7045. Urban Media Today is an online blog magazine specializing in urban lifestyle, finance, entertainment, HBCU sports, and more, with 24/7 exposure and online exclusives. Email editor at urbanmediatoday.com or call 412-424-7045.
Soul Tape. Champions Live is the name. Talking sports is our game. Welcome to Urban Media Today Radio. I'm your co-host, Bill Neal, along with Kevin Cameron. It is Soul Take, Champions Live Sports Talk Show.
Yes, indeed. My name is Kevin Cameron, Bill Neal, the legendary. And we are recording at the 1968 Pittsburgh Pipers ABA World Champions 50-year anniversary reunion. We have a couple of special guests with us as well. Vince Butts from Urban Media Today, Talk Sports.
Glad to be here. Thanks
Good
for
to have
me.
You, Vince. Yes. I was on your show last week.
Right.
Now you're on my show this week.
Right.
So, you know, I'm definitely happy to have you, and I know Bill is happy to have you as well. Also, part of Urban Media Today Talk Sports, and our producer, Trev, is with us as well. Thanks a lot, Trev. You're here on a weekly basis anyway.
Man, you know how we roll. Yep, it's Trevin A. Jones here, Urban Media Today Talk Sports, Soul Take Champions Live. Live right here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at the Marriott downtown. Doing your thing, Kev.
We're
see you.
Off and running, man.
Okay, let's make
Ready
it happen.
To do this.
Let's make it happen.
And also, for the third straight week, I think it's the third straight week, Smoking Jim. Am I right? Is it three in a row?
I think you're right.
We got something going on here. So, moving this thing forward, I would like to kick things off talking NBA playoffs.
Okay.
NBA playoffs.
Here we go.
All right. What's going on? I mean, more especially if we start off on the east side of the bracket, where as of Saturday night, we're recording Saturday night. So as of Saturday night, it was 0-2 with both series here. So we have Toronto and Cleveland, as well as Philadelphia and Boston. And if we could just start off with Toronto and Cleveland, by the time this airs on Wednesday night, will it be over or will they still be playing basketball?
It's going to be over, Kev. Wow. Toronto's going to get swept. I see Cleveland just running on them because LeBron is playing like Superman. Mm-hmm. And we didn't think that LeBron could take over for the amount of games that he's going to have to take over for. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, how long is he going to be able to do his thing without the support of his team? Mm-hmm. But Kevin Love seems to have become a sleeping giant, has been awakened, so to speak. And then he's getting support from the young cat. So, I mean, I think Cleveland's going to sweep him.
Okay. Vince, what you think?
I think Toronto's going to get one game. I think they're going to finally get a victory against LeBron. And I think it'll be Saturday night. I see them like really coming out determined to get a win. And even though I think LeBron can keep it up, I don't know if his supporting cast can keep up with him. So I see Toronto getting the win because their back's against the wall. I mean, they go down 0-3 and this series is over. So I see them with a little bit more fight tonight, coming out, getting that victory. But I think ultimately Cleveland does win the series.
But the third game is in Cleveland.
Right.
So Cleveland already went in and took Toronto's heart the
right.
first two games.
Right.
And LeBron, does this guy ever get tired?
Right.
Does he ever get tired?
He's on another level.
He's definitely on another level. And I think he's to the point where he said, you know what? I could will this team. Mm-hmm. And whichever way we need to do it, if it takes me playing a whole game, I'll do whatever is necessary. What do you think, Smoking Jim?
Well, you heard of the Gladys Knight and the Pips. It's LeBron James and the Pips. I got to agree with the legendary Mr. Bill Neal Jr. when he said that LeBron is capable of putting the whole team on his back and carrying them. That's what we're seeing right now. True legend. And LeBron James goes to the next round probably. If they don't sweep, it'll be 4-1.
Okay, you're hedging. smoke and chill. You're hedging. We don't do hedging on this show, my man.
You're my money manager. What are you talking
about? Exactly. That's what I told you last week. And I think last week, just about everybody that was a part of the show had Toronto winning the series, including myself.
I had Cleveland.
You had Cleveland. Yeah. We're going to have to go back and check that.
Wait a minute. Wait a
minute.
You're
a smart man.
Everybody that was a part of the show that wasn't the producer had Toronto winning the series.
You didn't speak up.
I didn't have a mic. There was four of you. There was no mic for me.
Any other time when you want to grab a mic, you
I'll grab a mic.
You yelling in the background like, hell yeah.
Singing from the background.
Yeah, exactly.
So being I'm the only one that had Cleveland winning, I'm not going to hedge. I'll say they'll sweep them.
Okay.
You'll say they're sweep.
Yeah.
Again, I was on the record saying that I thought Toronto would win in six games. And as of Saturday night, they're now 0-2, 0-2.
I wanted to agree with you with Toronto, but then we'd both be wrong.
Well, I've been wrong before, Jim. I've been wrong before. But based on everything that I've seen, I like Cleveland in a sweep. So, Vince, just to let you know, by the time people hear this Wednesday night, they'll be saying, yeah, Kevin was right, or Vince was right.
Oh, yeah, but don't hate on Vince. Vince is from Cleveland. He's a Cleveland Cavs fan.
That is right. Yeah. Yeah. That is right.
I mean,
so I'm talking about your good team, the only good team in Cleveland. I mean, the Indians are okay. Indians. They're in first place right now, right?
Right, right.
I mean, that's a pitiful division that they're in. But they're in first place.
You know, they can't help that. They just got to go out and win.
Okay, but yeah, you're a Cleveland guy, right. All Cavs.
Cleveland State ain't bad.
I don't even know anything about Cleveland State other than it's in Cleveland.
The Vikings.
So,
they're the Vikings.
Right, Cleveland State Vikings.
Cleveland State
yeah.
Vikings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we're saying Cleveland will move forward, now we're talking about in the next series, Boston and Philadelphia. Mm. What a surprise there as well. I mean, Boston is just, they've been rolling on these guys.
Right.
So, I mean, will Philly bounce back? They have a very young, talented team. And I think right now, Philly is being outcoached.
I think they're getting outplayed. Boston has, their young guys have so much confidence. You know, Terry Rozier, who actually is from Cleveland.
Yes, he is. And just to let you know, Vince, I actually told a friend of mine that lives in Cleveland about Rozier like 3 years ago.
Right.
I saw him and I said, he's a bad boy.
Right.
He's a bad boy and he's just getting better and better. But go ahead.
All right. So he's playing with the ultimate confidence right now. And in terms of coaching, I think Brad Stevens is doing a better job in terms of giving these guys freedom to just play. So to me, that's kind of translated to the court. I mean, I know Rozier is probably a pretty confident guy already. Not to mention Jason Tatum is playing phenomenal. And you throw in the veterans that they have and Al Horford. He's kind of he settles down that team. These guys are just playing ball, and it's up to Philly to be able to match that, and has to be Ben Simmons. It's on his shoulders. You know, you can't come out and go 0-4 in a playoff series.
One point in a game.
1 point. You know, I mean, he didn't have a good stamp on the game, and I see him coming out having, like I said, I feel like he's gonna have like a 30-point, 12-assist, 13-rebound night. You know, I think he's gonna come out and he's gonna assert his will on Boston's defense, and it's gonna, in that respect, it's gonna be up to Boston to try to counter that, because he pushes the tempo in such a way that you're always on your heels, and he's always looking up, and head's always up. You know, one pass, a couple dribbles, passes up. You know, for a nice shot with J.J. Redick, Dario Saric. They have some nice shooters.
Joel Embiid.
Yeah. If he can push the tempo, get these guys in more up pace, get some easy buckets, then to me that opens up. If guys are hitting shots from the outside, that opens up the inside for Ben Simmons to operate and get some easy layups, because that's all he's going to do. He's going to drive. He's not hitting jump shots. He's not hitting threes. He's just taking it right to the teeth of the defense, trying to get some easy buckets. So as long as he's pushing the tempo, keeping the defense on their heels, I see Philly getting a win to get back in this series.
just getting one win, or are you saying you like Boston 4-1?
I'm saying I don't think they're going to.
Okay, Vince, no hedging. I already chose smoking gin. Look,
I think if we, I mean, when we talking, I'm talking this game now, and we're talking the series. I mean, I think Boston will win out. I think the series goes 7.
You think it goes 7? I think it goes 7. Boston wins.
Boston wins, yes.
Okay. Trev, what's going on over there?
Man,
this is your team.
I'm proud of my man Vince. I had to listen. I'm like, he grew up right before my eyes. Okay. He's like, he knows what he's talking about. Because, right, I mean, Ben Simmons came off a game where he had 1.31 minutes of playing time. Are you kidding me? Like, how do you rebound from that type of game? And I think Joel Embiid, who's been talking a lot of trash, is going to get into Ben's head and be like, yo, dog, you can't play like that. This is the playoffs. You got to make it happen. So I think, like Vince said, with J.J. Redick doing his thing, I think that Ben and Joel Embiid will get it together. Markelle Fultz, forget about Markelle Fultz. Right. I don't even know if Markelle Fultz will be with the Sixers next year.
How much playing time is he actually getting anyway?
Yeah, exactly. He might be averaging, maybe 7 minutes a game if he's getting that?
Right.
You know, and he was supposed to be the star. So, and he's not stepping up. So I don't see Boston sweeping them. I actually see the Sixers coming back and getting 4 games out this series. So I'm picking the Sixers over the Celtics.
You're picking the Sixers.
Most definitely.
The Sixers.
All my life. Sixers over Boston anytime.
Well, I mean, think with your head here, though, not your heart.
I'm always thinking with my head, Kev. I got you. Sixers all the way.
Okay. Well, previously, just like the Cleveland Toronto series, I said Toronto, and with this series, I said the 76ers. I had the 76ers moving forward.
So you changing up now?
I'm changing up again.
Oh,
based on the play.
No.
Based on actually what I'm seeing. I'm a smart man, Trev. What can I say?
All right.
All right. So I think the 76ers could win one game in Philadelphia, and that's about it. Now, keep this in mind. I hope they win one game.
Oh, now it's hope?
I hope Philly wins one game, because if they don't, that means that Boston would have swept Philly in Philly. What do Philly fans do when they lose?
Wow. They tear up the city.
What do they do? They throw stuff on the rink. They throw stuff on the football field. They throw stuff on the baseball field. And they'll do it on the basketball court.
Spoken like a Pittsburgh fan.
I call it the way it is.
If the Pittsburgh Pipers were still playing today, Kev would be a Pittsburgh Pipers fan.
So I need to say some prayers to say, Philly, please win at least one game, so when Boston wins the series, it's in Boston and not Philly.
You mean they won't be chanting "Trust the process"? Trust the process.
I don't think so. Saying. They'll be saying "blank the process," and I'm just trying to keep it real. Smoking Jim, what do you think?
Well, cream always rises to the top. Mm-hmm. 76ers will win because they have the better team. What the one thing we're not talking about is the weak defensive bench that the 76ers have. Their bench cannot defend the Boston Celtics, so you're going to see the Fab Five play a little bit more. They're going to have to take a page out of LeBron James's book and get their stamina up, and the starting five for the 76ers will begin to dominate, and they'll win this series.
The 76ers?
76ers
will
win the
series. So we have 2-2 here. For the Sixers and two
Vince,
for Boston.
Vince picked the Celtics?
I did.
You're on.
What happened to our show, man? Urban Media Today Talk Sports.
He's thinking with his head.
I see all the potential in Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, but I don't know. Boston is just tough right now. They're tough.
Oh, you hurt me to my heart. Okay.
So we'll see how that will end up. So we'll move on to the West. Houston, Utah. After that second game, Utah made Houston mad. Mm-hmm. And Houston just came back with a vengeance. Mm-hmm. And went up 2-1. And just taking a look at the schedule, the next game is in Utah, which will be game 4. And then we have Houston. The game will be in Houston for game 5. So when we air this on Wednesday night, they'll be playing. So either way, they should still be playing basketball. But going into it, I said I felt that Houston would win it.
So I think they're on track to do that. So,
so you're not changing my mind. You're not changing my mind.
I'm good.
All right. Well, so, let me tell you, Donovan Mitchell has been playing out of his mind. Right. Are you kidding me?
Right.
He's actually putting the Utah Jazz on his back.
Right.
And Gobert, the center, I mean, he's just a shot blocking phenom to me. I mean, the 7-footer, I think he's actually like 7'1", 7'2".
Yeah, 7'2".
I think he's listed like 7'1".
Yeah.
I've always liked him. Mm-hmm. But as I told Vince on our show last week, Kev, Donovan Mitchell just, he turned me around. Like, mm-hmm. I thought that the Jazz had no chance because you had CP3 right. and you had the beard, James Harden. Mm-hmm. And anytime James Harden gets mad, James Harden just torches
right.
you.
Right.
And he'll continue to torch the Jazz, right. but he doesn't have any support. That's just my opinion.
Who doesn't have any support?
James Harden.
Ah, I disagree with
CP3 you on that. CP3 is not playing at the level CP3 usually plays at. Are you kidding me? I'm not seeing it. Now, remember, Kev, I was with the Houston Rockets. Remember, I thought they had no chance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Jazz had no chance against the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man, because Donovan Mitchell is
Eric,
just...
Eric Gordon
Eric
has
Gordon,
stepped
right?
up his game,
right.
and you have Clint Capella that
right.
stepped up his game.
And,
right.
and you still have Gerald Green, you
right.
know, who's good for a few threes a night.
Right.
So, I think, I mean, they have some shooters. They have some guys who can knock down shots. Maybe not as consistently as you would like. I mean, Gerald Green is a streak shooter.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have like knockdown shooters. Eric Gordon is a streak shooter.
So I mean, I see they have the tools.
Right.
I'm just saying I don't think they expected Donovan Mitchell to be the man that he.
No, I don't think we expected it.
Right.
But you know, I mean, you know, playoffs is that time to rise above. You know, it's time to show and prove. This is the real season. And,
well, go ahead, Vince.
And he, you know, he's proven that he's playing beyond a rookie, you know. But that team needs him to score a lot of points.
And they're just
letting him go. I think in one sense that can be a downfall for Utah, depending on a young guy so much.
Right.
Because they're asking him with Rubio down, you know, they're asking him to play more point now, which is not his natural position. So now you're putting more on his plate in a tough. This is a tough series to try to win. So I don't think Utah has enough. I think Houston has enough talent, and I think they're better than Utah. So I see and like Kevin said, they got Harden mad, and he came back, and I see him like, you know, we need to go ahead and finish this thing off. We don't let these guys hang around, and CP3 I think is going to be motivated too, because he's had some disappointments in the playoffs. So this is going to be important for Houston to come out, really push, get those three-point shots up. I mean, they shot 48%, almost 50% in this last game. Utah can't let them shoot that well. You got to have some resistance. And I'm not sure Utah has enough defensively to slow down the Rockets.
Watch out, Jim and Kev. That's my NBA analyst on Urban Media Today Talk Sports.
Hey.
Bit to take over the show when it comes to the NBA.
I like that input. Hey, one thing about Donovan Mitchell, though. Donovan Mitchell, he didn't have a great game three.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about him putting the team on his back, mm-hmm. will he be able to do it throughout the series is my question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is basically pretty similar to Ben Simmons with the 76ers. We're talking about basically two rookies, mm-hmm. if you agree that Ben Simmons is a rookie. I know that's under.
He's a rookie.
He's not a rookie.
He's a rookie.
He's not a rookie.
He's a rookie.
I disagree. He's not a rookie.
That's what I'm saying, everybody. I mean, we got the people on the set arguing about.
He's not a rookie.
You know, is he a red shirt rookie or is he a.
My question is this.
Or
did he get paid last year?
Isn't he a rookie?
Year? Did he get paid last year?
He got
year?
Paid last year.
He's not a rookie.
But is he a red shirt rookie? It's the
they
question.
They don't do that in the NBA.
They don't do that in the NBA?
No. He's not a rookie.
Are there incentives in his contract if he wins the Rookie of the Year? Maybe that he might get a little bit more money.
Of course, you know that.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm sure he'll say he's a rookie.
Exactly.
But nonetheless, when you talk about playoff experience, is what I'm getting to.
Mm-hmm.
Donovan Mitchell, first time in the playoffs. Ben Simmons, first time in the playoffs, mm-hmm. playing against better teams. So there's a question. From a standpoint, will they be able to sustain throughout the series to lead their team to a victory?
Houston Rockets is on a mission right now. They can't wait to get to the finals to choke again. You know, you can't dribble a basketball with both hands around your throat. So look for Houston to polish to win it in six games.
Jim didn't even forgot who Houston was playing. So, I mean, you're going to listen to Jim right now, but hey, okay.
And the thing about it, Jim, normally in all sports, before you could get to that top of the mountain, you normally have to knock somebody off who's the reigning champ. You know, just like
the Buffalo Bills was always able to do.
Or the Minnesota Vikings, right?
There you go, exactly. That's Houston right there.
But when we talk about Chicago Bulls and the Boston Celtics, it took Chicago a while to get through.
I don't
Boston,
see any resemblance.
And I'm just giving you an example. Okay. And the same thing with Detroit. When Detroit was on top, you know, it took the previous team a number of times, Vince.
Right.
From that standpoint, who was that team that, you know, Detroit kept holding off? Was that Chicago as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because Jordan kept running into that bad boys defense, and he had to build himself up, you know, to physically, mentally, to be able to get through that series. I don't know that – I mean, Houston right now, in order to win it all, would have to go probably through Golden State. I don't see them – you know, I mean, right now – they don't have to go through anyone talent-wise yet. I mean, they have a young – this young Utah team is not as talented as Houston, so they should win this series.
More experience, right. If you can hold that thought, too, I would like to get this next series in before we break here. We have probably about 4 minutes left before we break, so the New Orleans Pelicans against Golden State. I think New Orleans went back home that third game and said, look, you know, we can play who? You all aren't just going to roll over us like we're not even here. We're going to represent a little bit. And you have Rondo, who's the head of everything, getting that team together, and Anthony Davis, who's playing out of his mind as well.
Right.
How long do you think this series will last? Because I still have Golden State in this series.
Six. I see six games.
Six games?
Yeah, I see New Orleans getting another victory, probably not in this fourth game. I can see them getting a win back in Golden State. But Golden State wasn't the Golden State. You know, they didn't shoot as well. Kevin Durant had 22. Steph had 19 in that Pelicans win. And, I mean, although Rondo is the key to any success that New Orleans has, when he's pushing the tempo, when he's getting everybody involved, like we know he can, New Orleans is a dangerous team, but they don't have enough to sustain it against Golden State. Golden State is just their offense is too fluid. I think New Orleans was fortunate. They missed that Golden State missed some shots.
Okay.
But I don't think they're too good of shooters to continue to miss shots. So I see them. I see Golden State. Golden State is one of those teams that they'll give you one. But after that, you better watch out, because they're going to come back with a vengeance.
Very similar to Houston.
Yeah.
Very similar to – what you think, Trev?
It's over, man. Steph Curry's back. It's over. I mean –
4 games to 1?
I believe in the brow. They might get another game, maybe. But I think that Draymond, who's talking trash now, he's dealing with Charles Barkley off the court, you know, so he's fired up. And then you got Steph coming back, who's trying to prove to everybody he's ready to play. You know, and KD has yet to really get into rhythm and get off. So, I mean, it's over, man.
I'll give New Orleans another game. Mm. So I like Golden State in 6. Mm. Smoking Jim?
Green will kick somebody in the cup before he let New Orleans beat him again. Listen, Golden State Warriors is the greatest basketball team of all time. Wow. And not only are they going to win in 5, but they can't wait to deal with Houston.
But they're not the greatest of all time.
Greatest of all time. 73-9 proves it.
You're still standing by that.
73-9. You're going to stand by 73-9 before we're done.
Now, Vince, the last show, Jim was talking to smack, man.
Thank you, Kev.
And you weren't here, Vince. So what do you think? Is he out of his mind?
He agrees with me. Cleveland. He got good sense. He's from Cleveland. He agreed with me.
I'll say, you know, they had one of the greatest seasons, you know, at 73-9. I don't consider him the greatest of all time.
Would that record ever be broken?
I'm not. That's a different question. But
I would like an answer.
I mean, You know what? You're right. I don't think it'll ever be broken. I'll stand by that.
Man,
but
don't let Jim sway you.
I mean, 73-9.
They didn't think the Lakers record would be broken when the Lakers did it. And then here comes Chicago.
A team has to be strong offensively and defensively to only lose nine games.
Just to let you know, man, have you ever done a sports show with Smoke and Jim?
I have not.
You got to watch them, man, because Smoke and Jim would just throw stuff out there to try to pull you in. So I'm just giving you a heads up, man. Just stick with the facts that you have.
Oh, look, I'll concede that was one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen. But I don't think they're the best. They're the greatest team of all time. I mean, this one season doesn't make you anything.
Okay.
So I that was an awesome season. It was fun to watch. Not greatest of all time.
All right. So Smoke and Jim, you're out there on your own little island, So what we're gonna do? We're gonna wrap this segment up, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of hockey, NHL hockey. We're going to talk Major League Baseball. We're going to talk ABA because we're at the 50th anniversary of the Pittsburgh Pipers Championship. And Mark Whited is going to stop by for some comments. So we're going to do this thing. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the NFL as well. So we'll see you on the other end.
Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio. For the very best in adult and urban music. Listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.
Another one. Another one. We the best music. DJ Khaled.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Hey, hey, we are back. We are recording again at the 1968 Pittsburgh Pipers ABA World Champion 50-year anniversary reunion at the Pittsburgh Marriott, and we are very happy to be here. And again, on set, we have a number of guests with us from Urban Media Today, Talk Sports. We have Vince Butts.
Welcome, thank you.
And we also have my man Trev, who is the producer on a weekly basis as well.
That's right, Trevin A. Jones here, Urban Media Today, Talk Sports, as Soul Take Champions Live. Kevin and Bill Neal doing their thing every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Definitely got to check them out. And this show, Kev, is going to play this Wednesday in your show spot.
Hey, hey, sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. And we also have, again, for the third week in a row, Smoking Jim Frazier. Even though you've been wrong on a number of occasions, Smoking Jim, we're still happy to have you. You know, because, I mean, we just love your energy. We just love your energy, man. And I tell you what, I was going to go to NHL playoffs, but we're going to hold tight on that. And I want to go into the NFL. I know it's not football season, but the draft has been wrapped up and the teams are starting to have their mini camps and everything. And as the number one Pittsburgh Steelers fan, it's quite interesting to me the way my man Big Ben.
Did he say number one Pittsburgh Steelers fan? I thought I heard that.
And the people that know me could actually confirm that. All right. So, I'm not just drumming this thing up. I'm the one. I'm the man, Trev.
Well, we know if anybody's been listening to the show, we already know that, Kevin.
Okay.
I mean, there's just no disputing it. I just want to make sure you said it again.
All right. You hear me loud and clear. But you know I'm objective, right?
Except when it comes to Pittsburgh.
No, I mean, what about the Pirates?
Well, yeah, but you're mad at the Pirates. Yeah,
well, whatever. Yeah, I'm objective. Yeah. And I can be objective with the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. And Ben Roethlisberger, Jim's boy, just had a few interviews where he's causing some commotion here in Pittsburgh with the number 3 draft pick, Mason Rudolph, being selected. I thought it was a great pick. And from a Big Ben standpoint, he's my number 1 quarterback, always has been my number 1 quarterback. But Ben, if I could say anything to Ben Roethlisberger, we have to do things in the best interest of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You have to worry about yourself, but when you move on, we have to make sure we're ready to continue to win. So that's why I was happy to see that we drafted possibly Big Ben's successor.
Ben wasn't happy.
That's because he's a diva, man. You got the diva playing quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I said again. He's a diva, man. Yeah. And Mason Rudolph. Now, Kev, he did not have to say the comments that he made in the interview this week.
You're
about
right.
I'm surprised we picked a quarterback at the third round. We could have got somebody who could have meant more to the team with that pick on the third round. Come on, man. That's a diva speaking.
And that's what I'm saying, Trav. He's more concerned with his situation winning at 7th Super Bowl. Vince, did you hear me? 7 Super Bowls. You're a Browns fan. I got to rub it in a little bit.
You said.
So Big Ben is too concerned with winning his 7th Super Bowl versus making sure that the Pittsburgh Steelers are good in the future. So let me throw it to you, Smoking Jim. What do you think?
Well, you guys are calling Big Ben a diva.
No,
you're calling him everything else.
Trevin called him a diva. But, I have no problem with that.
But is what he's saying the truth? The Pittsburgh Steeler way, they haven't seen a Super Bowl in 8 years doing it the Pittsburgh Steeler way. I love Mason Rudolph. He was my number 1 rated quarterback in this entire draft. But was it a waste of pick in the third round? Sure it was. Big Ben is right. In the third round, Big Ben's going to play another 5 years. In 5 years, he'll only be 40 years old. He'll be younger than Tom Brady is right now.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, go ahead, Kev.
So you got a quarterback in the third round that's sitting on the bench.
Get him, Kev.
Get him, Kev.
Get him, Kev. I'll be Kev's hype man. Get him, Kev.
And talked about Martavius Bryant. I told you Martavius Bryant would not play for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Another Steeler mistake.
No, not whatsoever. Because we sat here last week, you liked both picks. You liked our number 2 pick,
loved it.
James Washington,
loved it.
A wide receiver, because you said he was 10 times better than Martavius Bryant. And you liked Mason Rudolph's pick, number 3. Now, now you're coming here this week and saying it was a mistake.
But it's not going to help him if he's sitting the bench for the next 5 years.
But
I love the talent. But like Ben said, and Ben was correct, that was a wasted pick in the third round.
Let me get back and
tell
listen, you
as much as I love James Washington, the rancher, the agricultural major, the next Sterling Sharp, there's nobody on the team that can take the top end of the coverage off like Martavius Bryant, 4240. You need 3 receivers. Right now the Pittsburgh Steelers don't have that 3-4 receiver package without Martavius Bryant.
You said you love the transaction because you didn't like the trade, but once we got James Washington, you felt a lot better. Okay, so which way, again, Jim, you come on here and you try to hedge. You can't hedge with me, man.
And Kev, you got to remember, all of you have to remember, even the truest Pittsburgh Steelers fans, you got to remember Ben was telling you he was going to retire.
Right.
He was telling you,
but
I might play next year.
But
so as an organization, what do you do?
But to his defense, once Todd Haley, once we sent him on to the Browns, we'll talk about that, man. Once Todd Haley went on his way, Ben said, I'll play 3 more years. So he did say that before the draft. And count my or take me for my words, Smoking Jim. Ben Roethlisberger will not play beyond 3 years, and let me tell you why.
What?
Yeah, let
Did
me tell
you see what happened in Atlanta?
Let me tell you why.
$30 million a year?
Let me tell you why. The Pittsburgh Steelers need cap space. They already have it in their strategic and long-range plans that Ben is going to complete his contract. We'll have cap room, and we have plans for the money that we're going to save by Ben moving on. Mason Rudolph would be in his third to fourth year. He's going to sign a four-year deal, so they need to see what they have in that time period. That's why Ben Roethlisberger will not play more than 3 years. He might not like it, but the Steelers will tell him, thank you, we have to move on.
That's the same philosophy that got the Pirates not seeing the World Series in 79.
Not at all.
That's what we're looking
not
at not right all. Now.
I mean, Ben Roethlisberger in 3 years.
You can tell your grandkids what it was like to see a Super Bowl because they ain't going to see another one with that kind of philosophy.
Well, that's why we continue to win Super Bowls, and that's why we have more Super Bowls than anyone in the NFL.
They went to a Super Bowl since Antonio Brown was a rookie.
Regardless. There, you got teams like the Cleveland Browns, like Ben's Butts teams to my right here, who never won a Super Bowl. So if we haven't won a Super Bowl within the last 10 years, that just means we're due. But we got to make the right move. And trust me, Smoking Jim and Vince, you're hearing me say this. Big Ben will not play beyond 3 more years. He'll be 39 years old. The Steelers will say it's time to move on. And if you take a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers patterns with James Harrison, with Hines Ward, with Jerome Bettis, the Steelers, when it's time for their players to move on, they make those decisions. And I'm sorry, I love Big Ben, but when it's his time, it's going to be his time.
I'm looking at Drew Brees.
That's in New Orleans, all right? That's in New Orleans. Every organization, every franchise handle their teams differently. You know, it's just like Tom Brady up in New England. Tom Brady wasn't having it. Tom Brady said, hey, this number two quarterback said he had to go. I'm playing.
So you think Tom Brady was the reason that Garoppolo was traded to San Francisco?
No doubt.
Really?
Yes, because he controls things up there in New England.
But as a franchise, if you get rid of the backup quarterback and Tom Brady should get hurt or injured, heaven forbid, that leaves you empty-handed because you listen to a quarterback who's a diva, diva number two.
Brady never said that about Garoppolo. That was
so.
Kanye West that said Garoppolo.
It wouldn't surprise me. What do you think, Ben?
I think in any situation, if the quarterback is playing at a high level, then if you're winning, he's gonna stick around. As long as Tom Brady is winning in New England and they're getting to Super Bowls, Tom Brady will be the quarterback of that team. I mean they've proven that they can go out and draft a quarterback, they can groom a quarterback. You know that's not an issue. Like just, you know, there's no lack of confidence in us in the Patriots going out and picking, getting guys in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth round, and being able to develop them, especially behind a Hall of Famer, a future Hall of Famer in Tom Brady, and not to mention Belichick. Belichick's a Hall of Famer too. So when you have the confidence, you can go out and pick players and put them into your system, which they've proven to do. I don't think you worry about, you know, you worry about this coming year. You'll figure out stuff down the road.
I got a problem with that. You're talking about if a quarterback is playing well, you go with that quarterback and you don't worry about anything else. My problem with that is if I'm a franchise, if I'm the owner of, I don't care who it is, it could be the Cleveland Browns, okay? I'm worried about my backup to my starter because I need a competent backup.
Most organizations, yes. The Patriots, they don't have that issue that other franchises have. I mean, they put in Matt Castle when Tom Brady went down years ago. Mm-hmm. And what did he do? Went 11-5.
They knew how good he was, though. We didn't know how good he was.
He was good in that system.
Right.
Once he left, I mean, he didn't do much after that.
Okay, but if I'm the owner, all you have to do is be good in my system. At least I have a competent backup to my superstar.
Well, they do. I mean, they have Hoyer.
Hoyer.
So he's their backup, and they drafted a quarterback.
Right.
So, I mean, to me, and I'm sure they feel we're okay at quarterback, because if Tom Brady goes down, they're gonna stick Hoyer in there, he's going to fit the system. They're not going to ask him to do more than what he's capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
They have a system in place. You fit the system, and we just keep this thing churning.
So do you think Big Ben will play beyond three more years for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I see him playing for 3 years, and then at that point, it's like a year-to-year thing. If after 3 years
– At 39 years old.
If after 3 years, if he's playing at a high level and they're competing for Super Bowls, why would you get rid of that?
Why did Green Bay get rid of Brett Favre?
What I'm saying, because you had
– Did that work out?
Because you had Aaron Rodgers waiting.
Well, you're going to have – that's my whole point. You're going to have Mason Rudolph waiting.
Yeah, but we don't know what Mason Rudolph is yet.
Well, you didn't know what Aaron Rodgers was at the time.
Mason Rudolph he could turn into an Aaron Rodgers, but I think, like I say, you ask me my opinion. My opinion is that in 3 years, they're going to, if Ben Roethlisberger is playing at a high level and they're competing for Super Bowls, they'll bring him around for a fourth year. If his play drops off in any way, then they have Mason Rudolph to step right in. And he'll probably have a couple years to learn the game. He'll step in. He'll be their new starting quarterback. We're saying if things don't work out this way or that way, I'm saying
if Mason Rudolph is ready. Of course, if he's not ready, it's gonna go year to year. That makes sense.
If he plays like Josh Dobbs. I said if he's ready.
Hedge on me, man.
No, there's no hedge. Look, okay. Who's their backup quarterback? If Mason Rudolph is better than Landry Jones and Josh Dobbs, he'll be their number two in a year or two, and he'll be ready to take over when Ben leaves. Or if his play drops off, yes, Mason Rudolph will absolutely be the new starting quarterback for the Steelers.
Wow.
But that's based on if Ben can't maintain a high level of play.
Well, somebody has to go, right? All the quarterbacks will not be there.
I mean, easily.
So when we talk about Landry Jones.
Landry Jones can be done after next year. Same with Josh Dobbs.
Not after next year. I don't think.
Well, you know, Big Ben got 50,000 yards. He got more passing yards than John Elway. Just so you, in case you forgot,
man,
number one Steeler fan.
There you go.
Yeah, but still, he's not going to play. Look at what Favre had when Green Bay said thank you. So you could give me all the stats you want, but at 39 years old, the Steelers will not allow Ben Roethlisberger to play beyond.
Well, look at the mistake Indianapolis made going away from Peyton Manning
exactly
and going
right
with Andrew Luck.
You're exactly right.
Steelers
Good
ain't
going
to make that kind of mistake with Big Ben.
You know, well, what? It's a different organization.
Excuse me. I know this is not my show, but you all sound like homers. And the show is
not
based
me,
here
right?
in Pittsburgh. But you already said you're the number one Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And it's your show.
But
you
again,
can sound
I said
you want
Roethlisberger's gone after 3 years.
That's what I'm talking about.
So
I agree with
you. So I can't be a homer saying that.
No, exactly. You're
okay.
Exactly right.
Okay, so if we can move on to Vince's favorite team. I think Hugh Jackson is your coach, right?
Right.
And you have an offensive coordinator, Todd Haley, that came from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
And I'm reading reports that Hugh Jackson said Todd Haley has complete autonomy over the offense.
Right, and he should. He should.
He should?
Yeah.
Well, that's nothing but trouble in the making. And I said that before because now you have this first-round draft pick, this quarterback that you brought in.
Who should sit for this whole year.
But
and
that's
the next.
That's the same thing you did with the guy, what was his name? Johnny Manziel. Again, I see you repeating the same mistakes.
I mean, it's not a mistake until it actually happens. Just because they picked the guy doesn't mean it's a mistake. All these quarterbacks that got picked in the first round can be mistakes.
He's the number one overall pick. Crab, he's gonna sit for a year.
I'm gonna
Why
tell
not?
You. I'm gonna tell you like that, I told.
That's bad decision making, I mean, right
Ben,
there.
No. Ben Roethlisberger would have sat for a whole year if Tommy is it Tommy Maddox?
No. Yeah, Tommy Maddox.
Maddox didn't get hurt,
but he wasn't the number one overall pick.
He was a first round pick, number 11.
He was a first round pick,
but he wasn't,
but he
wasn't the number one overall pick.
There's no difference.
But in it, there's a big difference.
No, no, no. Look, when you draft a player in the first round, and like we go back to Roethlisberger's comments, we pick players in the first three rounds. We expect them to make contributions. Every player, with the exception, I know the NFL has changed a little bit, but back in the day, your number one quarterback, you draft a quarterback in the first round. We want him to sit and learn the game.
Who else picked? Who else do you think those other quarterbacks selected in the first round?
Look,
do you think the other quarterbacks in the first round will sit?
No, because those. No, because those situations are different.
Why? I mean, you got to change.
Listen, Vince, Cleveland brought in Tyrod Taylor, mm-hmm. who's a very capable football player. Based off of his resume, he should be able to get them 4 or 5 wins. Barring injury, he should play this whole year.
And get how many wins?
If he gets 4 or 5 wins, that's a success.
If he gets 1 win, that's a success.
Okay, so why wouldn't you want your number one draft pick, who's a quarterback?
Because what the Browns have done previously is a mistake. They've thrown their number one quarterback, the rookie quarterback, way too early based off their quarterback play. So here's an opportunity for you to right your past mistakes. Sit this young guy down. Let him learn the game. Let him absorb it all. Let him absorb it all. And then when he's ready, maybe late in the season, when the season's out of when the Browns aren't in contention for playoffs, then you give him a couple games to see what the action is like.
But otherwise, he sits on the bench. Isn't that what you did with Johnny Manziel?
Again, the situation was different, and was it a mistake? Was it a mistake to play him early?
Well, they didn't play him early. When they brought him in, they said he's going to have to earn the number one spot. He's our number three quarterback, and it took him a number of games.
Like 3 games? 4 games?
Regardless, it took him a number of games. So,
they had the Steelers first, right? Again, so they had the Steelers. The last thing you want to do with an aggressive defense is throw a rookie in there and have a team like Pittsburgh rip his head off.
Did it work with Dallas when they had... What was his name, Jim? Dallas.
Troy Aikman. How many years ago was that?
Regardless. Good organizations make good decisions. You got Baker Mayfield here, the number one overall pick. You got a team that is 1-32 over the last 2 years. And you're telling me that by having Taylor, you'll get 4 or 5 wins. If it's me, I want to get 3 or 4 wins with Baker Mayfield because he'll get the experience. And then you're ready to go for that second year.
But you're assuming, and I'm assuming too, I'm basing the fact that I think Tyrod Taylor can get you 4 or 5 wins off of his resume, not his potential. I mean, you're talking, can Baker Mayfield get you 3-4 wins? I don't know that he can.
Okay.
I don't know that he can. So if I don't know that he can get me those wins, like Tyrod Taylor's resume states he can, I'm not playing him.
Well, I mean, you're a Cleveland Browns fan, so I understand the way you think.
What?
So it doesn't surprise me.
What? I don't understand. You gotta help me out here.
The thing about it is you're not going to make the playoffs. You're going to have a losing record. So you might as well let Baker Mayfield get that experience so you'll put him in a good position the following year. That's what Dallas did with Troy Aikman.
Do you think it was a mistake for all the quarterbacks who came before Baker Mayfield, who played for the Browns, for them to play that rookie quarterback as quickly as they did?
No, I think you got to play him, the number one overall pick.
It didn't work out before.
Yeah, but see, the league has changed. And the reason I say the league has changed, back in the day, you're correct. If you go back as far as Roger Staubach, Terry Bradshaw, those cats, when the number one quarterback came into the league, they were nurtured. Okay, they didn't put him out there under center right away. But the league has changed because society has changed. Nowadays, when you're the number one overall pick – You're expected to make a splash immediately, whether it's a quarterback, whether it's a running back. Baker Mayfield, I just don't agree with the pick. But when you look at what's going on, and Vince, I mean, I'm with you on what you're saying, but when you look at the NFL and the culture nowadays, the culture's changed. So the number one overall pick, you're expecting him to make an impact. You're expecting him to save your organization.
As an organization, I'm not concerned with even as a fan, I'm not concerned with where my guy is picked. I want my guy to be ready.
So you want to waste money because it all comes down to money.
If you're paying Tyrod Taylor $16 million. What are you wasting?
That was a mistake. That's what I'm saying.
So wait a minute. So
they shouldn't have never selected him. They knew they had the number one overall pick. Why did you make that move? It doesn't make any sense.
Because you need a quarterback. You need a quarterback for the future.
Well, this is why the Cleveland Browns continue to lose. What do you think, Smoking Jim? And before we get your comments, I just want to remind everyone, we are recording at the 1968 Pittsburgh Pipers ABA World Champions 50-year anniversary reunion. Yes, the city of Pittsburgh did have a professional basketball team. And not only did they have a professional basketball team, they had a world champion basketball team. I'm going to kick it over to you, Smoking Jim.
We all know the Cleveland Browns is the biggest joke in NFL history. Hey, listen, right now, not only do we know that Baker Mayfield's not ready for the NFL, but the fourth round draft pick cornerback Ward is not ready. He's going to lose his confidence. He got to go against Antonio Brown. He got to go against AJ Green. That is a bad resume for a rookie cornerback who's going to have to play because he was a fourth pick overall. And then you got Todd Haley, who none of these quarterbacks fit his system. Tyrod Taylor don't fit his system. Baker Mayfield don't fit his system. Hugh Jackson's supposed to be an offensive guru, and he brings in Todd Haley, who's stabbing him in the back right now for that head coaching job as we speak.
Wow, Jim. I mean, way to not hold back. So you also think Baker Mayfield should be on the field?
I think Baker Mayfield should be in the Canadian Football League. That's where he needs to be.
But he's on the Cleveland Browns roster. So what do you do since he's on the roster? He's on the roster, so what do you do?
You might go ahead and play him and then get a quarterback again with the first pick overall next year.
So once again, Tyrod Taylor just gets disrespected. He got disrespected by the Bills. He's going to get disrespected by the Browns. That's what you're proposing.
So let's do this. Let's wrap this segment up. We're going to talk some NHL playoffs when we come back and Major League Baseball as well. And we're also going to have some guests from the ABA reunion that we're recording at. And Mark Whited is going to stop by for some of his comments as well. So we'll see you all on the other side.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year, not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.